It's another show for another segment. Let's get to the mixed bag. The mixed bag is brought to you by Cat Fever! What do you got there for us, Froggy?
We don't have a sponsor for that anymore because it's been...
No, we don't.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, we don't. I should... I'll go... I gotta listen. Hey! Come for those tickets.
Oh!
You're here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
What do you got for us, dude?
It's okay. We will start things off locally. The fastest man on the field. That is Tyreek Hill. He mentioned he's not going to repeat the mistakes of wide receivers before, a.k.a. Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy.
He's not going to yell at his quarterback for any reason.
Not going to run off the field with the shirt off?
With the shirt off and just quit in the middle of a game. This is Tyreek Hill.
No, I don't. I just tell him, hey, man, let's go. Keep going. That's my mentality, bro. I've always been like that, dog. My parents raised me in a different, you know, shape or form. I know a lot of people try to compare me to AB all the time, but I never run off the field and ruin my paycheck like that. I'm smart at the end of the day. I got kids to take care of. So I'm never going to do that. Love AB to death, but I just feel like at the end of the day, man, if you put it on tape, my dad always told me, if you put it on tape, the eye in the sky, it won't lie. So if you open, you know, they'll see it. Keep doing it over and over again. That's the mentality, man.
Wow.
Love that.
I feel like Antonio Brown's going to tweet about that.
He's going to tweet about anything.
I feel like nobody's going to care.
Nah.
Guy's a clown. Great receiver, though. God, was he good.
I mean, but, like, why ruin it?
He's crazy. He's literally crazy.
Like, you got Tom Brady vouch for you.
He's so good. He's so good.
Yeah. Didn't he frostbite his own feet?
He did do that in Oakland.
Yeah.
That was
when he first got to Pittsburgh.
No, that was Oakland. They were in Vegas.
Oh, when he first left. Oh, when he left Pittsburgh, went to Oakland.
And then he secretly recorded John Gruden.
Yes. His Oakland tenure, just like every other else.
Wow.
That was in Pittsburgh, though.
What?
When he recorded Gruden?
No, he didn't record Gruden. Didn't he record?
It was Gruden. It was for sure was Gruden.
Oh, that's what they say. He was never the same after that hit by Burfict.
Yeah, they do say that.
Yeah, but one hit, dude? I mean, I know you take hits throughout your career, but Jesus.
He went into the phantom realm.
No, it was very bad. It was very, very bad for sure. But, I mean, I've seen Tua take some hits, and, you know, he seems relatively...
No.
Is that you in the realm?
Can I see you in the phantom realm one more time? Okay. Also looks like the Matrix.
Hey, you remember when you watched the Endgame? And old girl hit Hulk.
Yep.
And boom. Yeah. And Hulk was back over there, but he was talking to Bruce Banner all of a sudden. That, like that.
Man.
Do it again.
Fair.
Looks like an astronaut lost in space.
It's pretty good.
It's great.
No.
Everybody know what that means. Hey, look. Hey.
Oh, man. What else you got in the mixed bag?
We talked briefly about Jimmy Butler's costume yesterday.
Yep.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see what Jimmy did?
No.
Oh, we got to get this for you. It was great.
Definitely going to get the picture. Like Tobin mentioned, he seemed to be copying Terry Rozier's style with his accessories yesterday. This is what Terry had to say on Jimmy being his identical twin.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was dope. He was strong, but it was fun. It worked.
Because it was trolling.
It was fun. No, because I was watching the game yesterday. And because, Jimmy doesn't normally wear gear. He just goes out there. He wears jersey, shorts. That's it. He goes and wears his uniform. He doesn't wear sleeves or wristbands. And I saw, yesterday, I think I was just like, oh, he did the hair up, so it's not out anymore. So I think that kind of distracted me. But I'm like, oh, he's wearing a wristband. That's kind of a cool look for him and the sleeve. But then you notice
Terry Rozier come.
Then you notice I'm like then, but then he had these purple shoes on. I'm like,
never wears purple shoes.
Wow. And this is what ended up happening. He looks. He completely.
Wait, Wait, did he have to stand like him too?
He even did his jump shot yesterday. He stole his jumper. You know how Scary Terry's got that smooth step back J?
Like
he even did the move.
It's like
oh my goodness.
Dude, Jimmy's having fun. It's cool to see. Like Jimmy's having a great time this preseason.
Oh my goodness.
But like apparently I think Terry said like Jimmy got mad because he was all done up and then he saw Terry Rozier's shoes and so he had to run back to the locker room to find purple shoes.
Great. I'm sure he doesn't have just purple shoes like around. No. So he definitely,
maybe they wear the same size foot.
He took that from a teammate for
Oh
sure.
my god.
Where's purple? Like you dude. Well, you think people have purple shoes just hanging around in Jimmy Butler size?
Yeah.
I wonder how his toes are shrunk. For him to have a look, his toes are probably up in them shoes like this.
All for the bit.
Like, how long are we going to do this, boss?
Oh, he wears a size 13. Everyone has a size 13 just hanging around, huh?
Purple shoes.
Basketball. In basketball, yeah. Man. I would imagine.
Man, he is, that was really, really funny. He said, he said, his agent said, he's a menace down to his purple shoes. I like the look though. Like, I think Jimmy should go with the wristband.
He was even standing like him.
Yep.
Like you see Terry Rozier standing in the background and look.
But like,
he's even standing like
copied and pasted.
It's the funny thing though. Like, this is how you like Jimmy Butler is like, all right, how do I get interested in the preseason? I just do bits. So he spent the previous game just bothering Chris Paul. And then the next game he goes, I'm a copy Terry.
This is absolutely crazy.
Right.
It's his whole game is dependent on just how checked in he is.
Right.
And sometimes it's as simple as, I'm going to copy my friend to get him checked in the game.
It works.
It's not like, hey, this is the final opportunity for us to win to make sure we secure home field for the playoffs. He's like, nope. What did Chris
Paul
say?
Who's on the other team?
Yeah, exactly. What did Chris Paul say?
It's amazing. Amazing. Give us one more in the mixed bag, Marcos.
I'm going to give you one from Canesland.
Yeah.
This one is Xavier Restrepo on how the team culture has improved.
I feel as if, you know, there's people on the team that lead and the people on the team that understand who the leaders are. Everyone understands their role on this team. Everyone knows that, you know, leading is not only for a certain amount of guys. You know, it's a team culture. So if you see something bad happening or see something wrong that's not upholding our team culture, let it be known. And everyone, you know, put their egos aside. I feel like that's the biggest thing. We do not have egos in this building. And if we see somebody that has an ego or anything like that, we call it out. So, I mean, again, no group of guys I'd rather be around. Everyone on the team, again, knows, you know, their roles and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, just the team is just an amazing spot right now.
Love it. Kid is having a great season. And he is certainly one of the better examples on the team.
He is.
The most important thing in a team sport and most of your teams that are successful, they can leave their ego at the door to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be whoever you are after before, but when you get on that court, on that field, your ego can't be bigger than anybody else's because that deters the work that has to be done.
You see teams that
go through that, right? And it always ends up going south soon as somebody's ego thinks that it stands out more than everybody else.
He is 19 catches away from becoming the all-time Canes leader, which is currently Mike Harley, 182. Reggie Wayne is second. He did have an extra year. Reggie Wayne was 173.
But that was only in 3 years, right?
Reggie Wayne was in four. I don't know how much he played his first year. I don't remember, 1997.
Right, because the crazy thing about Canes records, the reason why they're not astronomically high is because in most cases you had to wait to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, when Duke Johnson broke the running back record, we were like, hold on.
Yeah, Michael Irvin is six currently, with 3 years. Santana, he has 143. Santana Moss, 143 at six. Man, something though.
But especially look at the running backs that have gone through Miami.
He is, but he is, what is he? He's 244 yards away from becoming the all-time receiving yards leader. And that top of the list, that's royalty right there.
Right.
Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Michael Irvin, Xavier Restrepo, then Lamar Thomas.
Damn, not even Andre Johnson on there.
So no, crazy. Andre Johnson probably only played 2 years.
So crazy. What a squad.
Right.
What a squad.
But that's like, that was, I only played two in college.
No, you went to 3 Rose Bowls.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Two, what?
Yeah, I was, hey, I went to 3 Rose Bowls. I was a watcher for the first
one. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was my freshman year. I played a little bit my second year, but I didn't start getting, and then, keep in mind, when I played my third and fourth year at Michigan, the group that I came in with were all like 5 stars. So it was 4 other running backs. Mm. So, like, yeah, we all split time. So when you see the numbers of all of us, they get a little skewed because we were all battling each other for time, for carries.
Take a break. Third hour coming on up next.